Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi there, and welcome back to Happy Hour. Before we start today, let me ask you a question first. When you're having trouble waking up in the morning, or if you just want something to drink on the way to work, or you're trying to cope with that afternoon energy sink,What is that thing that you need the most? I'm sure for a lot of people, the answer is quite obvious. It's coffee. Now, I know coffee drinking is hardly a Chinese tradition, but over the past decade or so, I'm sure you started to see more and more coffee shops, cafes sprouting up all over China, and more people start to drink coffee. Like tea, coffee is considered by many to be the most popular hot beverage in the world. If you type the word coffee in Google search, you will see over 3 billion search results. All over the world, millions of people start off their day with a cup of joe. By the way, joe is a slang word for coffee. And it's not surprising why coffee is so popular, considering the strong effect it can have on improving productivity and focus. But that's not the only reason.The wide variety of coffee beans and the rich flavor and even the unmistakable fragrance have also been a big part of the equation. Take me, for example. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I do like the smell of freshly brewed coffee. A while back, we did 2 episodes on The Bluffer's Guide to Coffee. 之前在酒馆装逼指南里我们做过关于咖啡的两集。In those 2 episodes, we have covered the origin of coffee drinking, coffee history, the most popular and common types of coffee drinks, cafe culture, and also many expressions that you can use to order coffee in places like Starbucks. Today we're going to talk about coffee again, but we're going to focus on a completely different aspect. Whether you are a coffee drinker yourself or not, do you know that apart from being a popular drink,Coffee can also be used for a range of other tasks, too. Whether it's instant, coffee grounds, used or unbrewed, there are tons of uses for coffee, waiting for you to discover. So in today's episode, we're going to take you to explore the versatile world of coffee and see all its curious uses. Let's start with beauty. I know that in China, sometimes people say, oh, don't drink a lot of coffee,It's bad for your skin. But do you know that coffee can actually be used to improve your skin? For one, coffee can be used as an excellent exfoliator. Exfoliate 就是去死皮、去角质。There are many benefits of exfoliating regularly. Removing dead skin cells will not only improve the appearance of your skin, but allow it to take in more nutrients from other skincare products.And I'm sure a lot of you are using store-bought exfoliating products. And now you can make your own using coffee. Add used coffee grounds to warm water or coconut oil and scrub your skin from head to foot and say goodbye to dead skin cells. Using coffee as a body scrub is not only good for removing dead skins, it can also help reduce cellulite and stretch marks. 咖啡作为身体磨砂膏 body scrub, 不仅可以去死皮还可以 reduce cellulite and stretch marks, 可以缓解橘皮组织和妊娠纹。You may have seen cellulite reducing products in beauty shops, which actually include caffeine. Now you can help get rid of your cellulite with a homemade coffee scrub made with ground coffee, cinnamon,coconut sugar, and coconut oil. Search online, you will find many different videos teaching you how to find that perfect recipe to make your own coffee scrub. Apart from using it as a beauty product, you can also clean your house with coffee. You know, sometimes because of the things we put in it or things that have expired, our fridge will start to smell. When that happens,Coffee grounds can be used to absorb smells and fill the air with an earthy freshness. So fill up some bowls with used coffee grounds and pop them onto fridge shelves overnight. It's an easy way to get rid of the stink. It doesn't cost anything to try. Another use for coffee is to use it as a surface scrubber. When you're cleaning the kitchen, instead of using chemical products, try to use a cleaning cloth and some old coffee grounds to help clean food from kitchen counters, cooking hobs, or dirty dishes. Because the grounds are mildly abrasive, they're not too rough, they're not gonna really damage your surfaces. Plus, they're more natural than any of the chemical products you can buy in stores. Now we've got skincare and cleaning out of the way, coffee also has many uses in many of the life hacks.
在很多的 life hacks, 生活小窍门里也会用到咖啡。
For instance, if you grow some of your own vegetables, do you know that dried coffee grounds can help carrots and mushrooms grow a lot faster and a lot better? That's because the coffee grounds will give them a boost of nutrients and stimulate growth. Or how about as a hand cleaner? After chopping things like garlic or onions, our hands might be slightly stinky. Don't worry, those coffee grounds will come to your rescue. Give your hands a rub with some coffee grounds to help counteract any of these bad smells and leave your hands smelling fresh. And even though many people do like the smell of coffee, coffee can also be used as a repellent to drive certain things away. For example, if you have an ant infestation,
如果发现家里哪里有蚂蚁,
grab some coffee grounds to keep them away. You can also use coffee to repel cats. Apparently, most cats seem to really hate the smell of coffee. So, for example, if you want to protect your plants or your garden, simply grab a handful of coffee grounds and probably mix it with orange peels.And spread throughout your plants or your garden to keep the cats away. So far, we've been talking about really functional uses for coffee. What about some fun ways to use it? If you're good with crafts, you can make your own coffee candles. Or if you're artistic, then maybe you can try to paint with coffee. I've seen some amazing videos online about coffee painting. Apparently,It's turning into somewhat of a trend. It sounds deceptively simple. All you have to do is mix coffee with water. To get different color tones, just change the amount of water. For example, for a more intense, darker color, use less water. And you'll soon be creating beautiful artworks for your home. If you're artistic, that is. In Turkey, people also use the leftover coffee grounds.To tell your fortune.
在土耳其,喝剩下的咖啡残渣还可以用来占卜。
If you're interested, check it out online. There are many guides to follow, so maybe you can do your own coffee cup reading. We've covered so much already, and how can we leave out actual food and drink? Everyone knows coffee is a popular drink, but do you know that you can also use it in your cooking? For instance,You can use leftover brewed coffee in your steak marinade.
比如咖啡可以用来做腌料、腌制肉类。
And of course, you can also make your own coffee ice cubes,
或者直接做成咖啡冰块。
So next time, if you're drinking iced coffee, put those in, then your iced coffee will stay cold, but not watered down. And to wrap up, since this is happy hour,Of course, I'm going to share with you two very popular coffee cocktails. The first is Irish coffee.
爱尔兰咖啡实际上是含有酒精的咖啡。
It consists of hot coffee, Irish whiskey, and sugar, and topped with cream. So, if you're in a cafe in the morning, try not to order Irish coffee by mistake. Another popular coffee cocktail is one of my favorites. This is...Espresso martini. It's made in a martini glass, but with espresso coffee and coffee liqueur.
这就是浓缩咖啡 ,martini, 它是用意式浓缩和 coffee liqueur, 咖啡味道的甜酒调制而成。
So it's one of those drinks that wakes you up
and knocks you out at the same time. If you have a chance, try it. It's an interesting combination. So we have covered so many fascinating ways to use coffee and coffee grounds. Are you a coffee drinker? Have you tried any of these uses for coffee? Or do you have any other coffee-related life hacks to share? Drop us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time. Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG3。 我们在酒馆等你。